Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Jack Mates Happy Hour.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Jack Mates Happy Hour podcast. It's me, Stevie White, with Jack Mate on my right, Robbie on my right, and Alfie on my right. I'm on the left, so it's awkward not being able to have someone on my other side.
It's cringe doing the intro, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's very presentery. Very presentery.
It's the only time it's a bit YouTubery, isn't it?
Hello, guys.
This is just talking, but then that's like it's almost like you're talking to.
Just letting people write. They're going around about their day, and yeah. then it's me basically going, look, fucking lock in now.
Yeah.
Fun time.
Yeah.
Fun time.
What's the alternative, though, that you just
start?
You need someone.
That's how Joe Rogan does his, isn't it? You instantly, as soon as the episode starts, he's already just talking to his guest.
Yeah.
I like an intro, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we do an episode soon where there's just, you don't go, hello, everyone. It just starts with us already talking to
each other. People just think it's a mistake.
Yeah,
because Joe Rogan's, you're right, it fades in and he'll be like, yeah, and that's why I smoked all that weed, man. And it's like, well, I want to know the precursor to that.
Quite like that Joe Rogan style, though.
Very laid back.
Yeah, it's like we've been talking for hours and you're just happening to just
It's a real conversation.
Let's do it next episode.
Just do that, but we'll take turns. We'll do it for next four and we'll take turns to do the first line of it.
Right.
So you can say something like, I ran out with my clothes on my arm, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
Carry on with you.
Yeah, after a while, it was just pure piss.
What happened there? Can we go into that?
Oh, that's what I mean. You want to know, don't you?
Yeah. Well, they'll be like, man, it sounds so cool. They're talking about, piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so cool. We should buy tickets to their live show. HappyHourLive.co.uk.
Please.
Oh, how are we? I'm very tired today, I will admit.
Good, thank you. Mm. We all caught up in.
Yeah.
I suggest that Alfie and I do the heavy lifting? Because last time we were here, you were suggesting everyone goes to see Robert Temple, hypnotist, and Steve was giving conspiracy theories about Kate Middleton. So
didn't it age well?
Not gone well, has it?
No.
I mean, I said that I thought Robert was a scam artist from the start.
Oh, my God.
Right, but listen back,
Wait, what did you say?
I said, actually, what I said hasn't aged well at all, so I'm going to leave.
What did you say?
Well, I said, if you could do that, you would just commit crime.
Well, maybe he heard that pod.
No, this has been going on for ages.
Maybe,
yeah.
Hey, listen.
Maybe.
Not mine.
Either way, Alfie, have you done anything recently?
Can I just use this moment to distance ourselves from that fucking weirdo, though? Sorry about
Alfie.
That.
Alfie?
So hold on, are you trying to say you weren't aware of any of this whilst promoting his show?
Obviously not.
All right.
You prick.
Someone's rewriting history. Yeah. Scam.
The article actually said hypnotists leave secret double life, so the proof's there. It'd be weird if just I knew that.
Yeah.
I've met twice.
The timing was impeccable, though, wasn't it?
It was fucking rank, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that happened. Then later on in the day, Kate Middleton started happening. I'm like, wowee.
God.
I know this was like a month or two ago now, but it is weird, isn't it?
It's mad.
Yeah.
People were saying it's because I walked under the ladder.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
But then I've come across brilliant. So
you just said that
apart from that bit, I came across all right.
Did you know that Alfie walked under a ladder on the pod?
Mm.
During the pod?
During the pod, he walked under a ladder.
What's the thing?
Oh, that ladder. Okay,
suspicions.
Yeah.
Superstition.
Superstition.
Yeah, suspicion.
And that was pretty... I mean, it was unlucky for more... It was worse for
it
us.
It made the studio get the bad luck.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, there we go. And then since then we had Littler on the pod. He forgot your name, didn't he? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, that's
so good.
Did you? I heard about that.
Yeah. It's not great.
No, it is good. It is good.
No, it is good. Yeah.
Can you Simon out to me, please? To Jack the Nuke, and just one, just in general, to our audience. The Nuke, he signs. Oh, and if you can just sign one up to him as well. Yeah, no problem. So he leans and he's just got his pen on the board.
It's a horrible feeling, but, that. We've all been there.
For ages. And I'm just looking, going, go on.
So you knew what was happening.
Yeah, and then he goes, what's his name again?
Oh.
I've just done an hour interview with
him. Injected it into me. I
want him to win every World Champs now until the end of fucking time for that.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, anyway, like we said, Stevie and I are probably going to sit out this all caught up and let you boys take over. You got much, Robbie?
I ran a marathon and nearly died a bit.
Cried.
Had a cry. I was doing the Rome Marathon, you know, went out there. The bit before the marathon is boring. And did you get to kiss him?
That was weird.
I didn't know what he was doing.
Was that? I was looking at the time on the laptop.
You leaned over and went.
I thought that. I was thinking, is he sniffing me? Is he trying to kiss me? Or...
So I was out. I went out to Rome. Turns out there's not much to do if you go somewhere and you're not drinking, because you obviously don't want to drink the day before the marathon. Mm. Quite boring.
Can't you
really
go to the?
That's my life.
Well, yeah, quite boring.
Yeah.
Can't you go to like museums?
We went, well, you don't want to do too much walking. We went to the seaside and sat there for a bit. And then I was a bit ill beforehand. I've got some virus that Otto had, so I know I've got the same thing as him, and he went to the doctor, so I thought, okay, I've got that. But I thought it's just a bit of a coldy type sort of feeling, so I'll be all right doing the marathon. And first half, fine. Probably up to about 30K, it was going okay. And then I started to feel quite bad.
30K is quite a long way in, though, isn't it? Three quarters?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How were you doing up until then, time-wise?
I thought I'd get around 5 hours. I was on track pretty much to get 5 hours if I'd kept going. But I started to feel sick. I was thinking, is that the energy gels and all this? And then I started to feel weak. But you don't really know what's just you're knackered because you're running 42 kilometres.
Yeah.
And what's like illness. And so carry on. Towards the end, I was so hot. Like whenever I was in the shade, I was all okay. But when I was in the sun, it felt terrible. I was getting towards the end. I was just a bit of a mess. Just felt sick, a little bit confused. Yeah. Thing. By the end of it, I was a little bit dizzy. I just started randomly like crying at the end. I don't know why. I wasn't like I don't know. Just not really in control of what was happening.
Emotional.
I wasn't like, oh my god, this is an amazing thing I've achieved. I'm so emotional. I was just generally like just.
Were you crying while you were running?
No, probably. I was on the verge.
Why is that so much fun? No, it is.
It is. I find it funny.
Just crying at the end, fine. But the thought of him getting towards the end, crying, amazing.
I was doing a little bit like a sort of little cry sort of towards the end. I was just a bit of a mess. Yeah, it was really weird. And then I came out. I just lay on the floor for a bit, and some guy messaged me, said, I came over, I saw you at the end of the marathon. I was going to come over and say hi, but you were like lying on the floor. You looked like you did something. I go, yeah, I was not in a great way, if I'm totally honest.
Wow.
And then, so the guys I was with, Nicola and Stu, they took me.
Were they okay?
They were okay, yeah. But they took me, we went back home and I went to bed. What?
Just every single week. Jack somehow manages to miss his mouth when he drinks water.
Why can't you just skim over that and listen to Robbie's story?
Because if it just happened dribbling once or twice, it looks like he pissed yourself.
I'm tired.
I think he pisses himself and he does it to cover up.
He's gone, oh, fuck.
Smells of garlic.
So I went home and I had a little sleep. And it was only later on when I looked at what the symptoms of heat exhaustion were. And I realised that's what I'd had, which is, I didn't know what it was before. Heat exhaustion is the one before heat stroke. So if you've got heat exhaustion, you just have to go somewhere to cool down, basically, whereas heat stroke is like a cool 999 emergency.
So if you get heat exhaustion, you can just go like in a cold bath or something?
You've got to cool yourself down, so get into the shade, drink water and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, I wasn't well for like a week after. I say it takes about a week to get to recover from it. But like if you do have heat exhaustion, then that's like properly like you can get brain damage and die and stuff.
Shit. No, if you have heat stroke.
It's heat stroke, Yeah. So
what you said in your vlog that they ran out of sponges or something.
Yeah, so it was a good marathon course, but I think it's grown in size and it's not quite fitted there. So for the first half, they have these sponge stations, which are the sponges soaked in water, pick one up, put it over your head or whatever like that, right. Pull yourself down a bit. But they, by the time I got to the ones for the entire first half of the race, they'd run out of sponges.
Oh, no.
They didn't get one of those till like 21 kilometres.
Is the floor just not covered in sponges then? Yeah.
Afterwards, there's people just thrown to the side. But it's the only time you're allowed to litter, really, doing marathons.
Yeah.
You get, like, water on them, and you just, when you finish, you just throw it in the ground. You can throw...
Who cleans it up?
I imagine the organisers or something.
What, and they encourage it? They say, throw
you're it? Supposed, no, they don't encourage it. Everyone does. That's what you can do. There's no bins to put it in.
Put it in your pocket.
Just what everyone does.
Could you just... If you had, like, an old fridge you wanted to get rid of, just sign up to a marathon.
Run with that and check it at the side.
Couple of kilometres in, bang.
Could try, yeah.
Yeah, right outside the Colosseum. Yeah. There you go.
You probably might have to have some justification for it. But if this fridge had, your running gels in it or something,
right,
then that could be your excuse. Yeah, well, now I don't need the fridge now. So yeah, maybe. There's a lot of throwing things away. But yeah, generally, wasn't amazing. Yeah, I forget.
It's just got a little in joke. just can't. Leave it there. No,
it's not. I promise you, it is nothing remotely to do with you.
Oh, no, I don't think it is.
Oh, no, it's not to do with you. No,
it's one of you two. I'm trying to which one it was.
No, it's not. It's not, and it's not how it sounds either. So now it sounds right.
It does sound like one of you have very poor penis cleaning.
Yeah, right. Let's just say that.
I'm looking at you.
Scarlet boy over here.
I hate that. By the way,
should we explain to Lily?
Yeah, because it's been like an in joke three times already.
Well, 4 or 5 weeks ago, I can't remember how long ago now, Alfie brought a completely fabricated, made up lie to the podcast when he said that I spoke to Cal Freezy in Miami about how small my penis was.
It was a made up lie backed up by Chip.
Yeah, but Chip was just going along with it for the bants. He's a fella. That's what they do.
Cal Freezy's not denied it.
No.
And I weirdly, well. I won't go into
so
it.
When we were having lunch yesterday and Alfie was in the toilet, I said, let's convince Alfie that he smells of garlic. And we got him pretty good, didn't we?
He took his own shirt off, was gonna smelled it, and he went, well, it does smell a bit like garlic.
Like, you gaslit me.
Yeah.
We did gaslight.
We did. Yeah, quite
thank
badly
you. We
as well.
Accept the compliment.
You hypnotised me.
Yeah.
I wonder where he got that from.
Right.
How's it flipped on you?
I don't know. Fuck me.
Yeah.
So, you're garlic boy now. Yeah.
It really affected me. I was, because I started thinking I did smell of garlic, and then I was trying to play it off like I didn't really care, but I couldn't concentrate.
Oh, no, it was fairly obvious that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you did. I went a bit quiet, didn't I? Went a bit quiet.
You did not play it off well.
Yeah, you said you were going to burn your clothes.
Yeah.
Did I?
Well, you're good friend, Wayne.
So, Robbie, do you have any more plans to do any more marathons then?
Do you know what? We've both signed up for a race. You've signed up for your first ever race, haven't you?
10K.
So?
Not,
that's a race.
Good,
it's
not a Mazda, though.
Is it a race? Like, will you finish?
Is it a race?
It's a race, yeah.
Who's going to win?
Well, they're all races. Marathons are races.
You could win. Jack could win. Jack's a good runner.
He couldn't.
Win the 10K.
I think you could win.
He couldn't. Not a chance.
Mad.
I believe you could win.
Nah, first place will do it in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No. What would you do it in?
28. Him. No, but yeah, it's exciting. You don't you sign up for it. It's good.
Yeah, I'm not taking it like a race, though.
No, you don't. You just want to go.
I
didn't go out to try and win the marathon.
No, you're racing yourself.
What?
How did you do the marathon? I didn't win.
I thought everyone's trying to win.
I heard this on TalkSport this morning, right? And I'm going to bring this. It's quite poignant to what we're talking about now. Do you not think that in a marathon, only the top 20% should get medals?
No.
Because it's a little bit like wooden spoon, isn't it? It's like you could walk a marathon.
Oh, it was Peter Crouch podcast.
Was it Crouch?
Yeah, Peter Crouch was saying, like, unless you're first, second, or third, you're just getting a participation medal.
Yeah. It's like, because you could just walk it and do it in 8 hours, couldn't you?
It's still quite hard to walk a marathon as well.
Is it?
Well, it depends on.
People do it with dressed up as bloody
pineapples.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've done training as well for it.
I just think they need to give it. They need to gamify it a bit more. Give it a competition element.
What about a time limit? You don't get a medal if you do it in.
Well, a lot of them have cut-off times.
Do they
marathons? A lot of it might be like 6 hours or something like that.
Okay.
Jack ran a half marathon yesterday.
Didn't count though. It was on a treadmill.
Mm. You said to me, "I've just run a half marathon."
Yeah, I said I've ran the distance of a half marathon.
That's not what you said.
Run the distance of a half marathon.
No, it only counts when me or Robbie do it on the treadmill.
Oh, okay.
Or Alfie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can't get heat exhaustion on a treadmill.
You can. I'm sure you can get it anywhere.
Outside in Rome, you could.
Yeah.
Not on a treadmill outside.
Not science. Don't give medical advice.
Okay, sorry. No, I apologise.
Not allowed to.
Yeah. Where were we? Because I've completely lost my train of thought.
We were talking about whether marathons. We'll do we shouldn't get marathons. You were doing it. You were set up for the 10K. So, yeah, I'm not signed up to another marathon for now because I'd like to focus on this 10K and see if I can come close to beating my PB for 10K.
What is your peanut butter?
Peanut butter, smooth. But my personal best is 49 minutes, 50 seconds.
Oh, fuck,
I don't know what's good.
That's good.
Is it?
That is good.
It's good for me.
Good.
Like, no, it sounds really good.
Under an hour, I think, is pretty respectable in general.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
But it's not good.
Because it's half an hour and 5K.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you want to go for.
Yeah, any sort of like, I think, sort of able-bodied, like healthy person should be able to do a 5K in under half an hour. Is that right, Robbie?
No way. I did parkrun. There was loads of people who weren't getting half an hour.
Well, if you train, most people who train could probably... Yeah.
I think half an hour is seen as an okay time, like a respectable time.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not seen as a good time.
No.
But it's seen as respectable.
Right.
It sort of depends on your person, doesn't it? Whatever you...
Yeah.
You're
good at. Yeah. Just good for getting out there and running and that.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, Norwich. Run Norwich. 10K. We'll be there.
Yeah, we will be there.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not until September.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Still.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you only racing yourself in that, though?
Racing
not everyone else.
Wait, so you're telling me if you saw Robbie ahead of you and it's coming up to the finish line, you wouldn't try sprint past?
Oh, I'll try and beat him, but I wouldn't be like...
Okay, you're only racing yourself and Robbie.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just want to beat my own head.
What do you mean?
Against the wall. I'll be in this podcast for another minute. Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Alfie, you been up too much, mate? Dropping anything on the floor?
Sorry?
What the fuck's that? He's gone back to the
you're always dropping
curry
the
reference
floor, yeah.
From about 2 months ago.
I forgot about that.
Bringing that back up.
No, all good.
Any mega Alfies intimidating you in Stone Market?
Avoiding him. I'm scared he's listened to the app, to be honest.
Why would he be listening?
Don't know. Some people are messaging saying like, I've done one of his spin classes and that. So
I've missed this. Is mega Alfie?
He's moved into a Stone Market There's a new Alpha on the block.
Yeah.
Who intimidates Alfie when he drives past
but
him.
But he's a nice man. He
Did
is
you
a
say
really
mega
nice
Alpha?
Man.
Mega Alfie, because we're just saying he's like the big Alpha.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's white. That's what you're wondering, isn't it?
No. What?
Because mega Alfie, you thought he might look like me. I'm just saying.
No, he just...
He's a white guy.
Bigger Alfie.
Nothing.
But you're saying that you think that white would be more mega?
I think white would be more mega. No, I don't think it matters.
No, me neither. That's good, isn't it?
What have you been doing then?
Oh, well, speaking of race...
Mm, you've been doing a 10K?
Got a little game for us to play.
On my phone. That I'll come up with.
So I did my... Ancestry.
Oh, good.
DNA.
Good.
Why did you do it? Just because you wanted to? Or
I thought to myself, I'm quite... What am I to look at?
Well, you're from Ipswich. I'd imagine 100% English.
What are you to look at?
Whenever I go on holiday, they think I'm that.
Oh.
I go to
attractive.
Greece, they think I'm Greek.
But they think I'm that.
Yes, you also are quite ethnically ambiguous.
What?
There's a lot of countries. Obviously, if I'm going... In certain parts of Africa, it's not happening.
Yeah.
But if I go to if I'm in Mexico, Greece, people will think I'm local.
Yeah.
Okay. I can fit into quite a lot of countries. I'm an international chameleon.
All right. Well, let's go around. Before we do Alfie's, let's go around and say what we think he...
Yeah.
No.
So, I thought it could be a little game.
Why would we not say what...
We say what we think Alfie.
No, what Stevie
No, I want All you right, to... Okay. I'm going to give you a percentage... And you say what you think it
this
is.
This is a fucking minefield.
Is it?
No, I like it. Let's do it.
Let's just do it. It's fine.
I thought maybe it could be called, I had a really bloody good, race, something to do with race time, like face time.
Okay.
Race. That's racy.
Okay, cool. So we're playing a game. We're guessing what race.
That's racy.
Amazing.
This is fine.
Amazing race.
What amazing about, race.
What about...
Because they're all about racing, aren't they, really?
Race-ish.
Huh?
Race-ish.
Yeah? If you want to do that, you can.
Okay.
Do you want to start with the lowest percentages or the highest?
Highest, I think, are going to be the easier ones. So let's start highest then.
Why is no one saying this is a minefield?
Well, because the highest one's just English.
We're literally looking at Alfie and trying to work out what he is based on his colour.
Highest one.
He's the one who wants to play.
29%.
English.
Is that your final answer?
Well, British, whatever they want to do as.
Yeah. Go on.
The fact you're saying, is this your final answer?
Could be a double bluff to
make
you be
racist. We're just saying it because it's the safest thing to say first.
Don't go safety. Don't go safety. Take the safety off. Free pass.
Free pass.
Right.
English.
Okay.
Indian.
Well, yeah. Well, we
Excuse
know
me?
You're... Well,
what do you
we
mean,
know
yeah?
you're... we know you are English and Indian and British. So,
do you?
He's Singaporean.
Well, you literally
have you
tell
done
us,
my DNA test for me?
You've told us your family tree.
Sorry?
You've told us. You just showed me a photo of your Indian grandma.
You think she was Indian?
Don't do this.
Oh.
Don't do this. Wow. Now you're making it bad.
Okay.
She we is. Should have called this.
Oh,
we should have called this quiz. Where are you really from?
This is right. Okay, I'm going to go British.
29%. British?
Go on, I'll go British, yeah.
British.
Southern India.
Oh! Shit, I went Britain.
Sri Lanka.
Okay, did you know that?
No. But then I asked my grandma today. She was like, yeah.
Waste
my
of a
dad
test,
was
then.
Sri Lankan.
Is that why you wouldn't see your nan today?
No, I just like to spend time with her.
Right, okay.
Is this the sexually active nan or the other one?
Other one.
Right. Okay.
Well, neither of them are, but the one you think, the one I'm not, the other one.
Not the shagger.
21%.
British.
British. We're all doing
wait,
British.
Wait.
British.
Yeah, the longer he doesn't say British, the better we come across here.
Jewish. Thoughts?
I thought this does you countries.
I thought we were doing countries.
That's race. It's race
it's
as well.
Race, okay.
Ashkenazi Jews in northeastern Europe. Belarus and Ukraine.
Oh,
all right.
You like that?
I don't dislike that, no.
But do you like it?
I knew
this for some reason, because it's also religion, you guys might be a little bit tiptoeing around it, but I just want, you know.
Well, no, it doesn't
do you
change
expect
anything.
That of me?
No, what? No, I, no.
Yeah, but
you never, ever said that you have any relation to Jewish
have
background.
I not?
No.
What?
21%, mate.
Okay, cool.
How do we know that?
So you're a bit Ukrainian?
I guess so, yeah.
Do you like that?
Well, yeah, I always knew I was, so.
Did you? Because why have you taken the test then?
Because the later ones are very surprising.
Oh, right.
Okay come on. Well, that was very surprising.
Yeah, but let me just say this, right? I think I think this is all fun and games, but...
Is it? It's my life. It's my heritage. It's everything.
But anyone who does this is going to have, like, the bottom five, which is, like, 0.1%.
None of mine are below 1%.
Yeah, but I think, like... I'm probably 1%.
What?
Singapore or something.
You're just.
Why have you said Singapore?
100% Yeah. There's nothing else.
Go on then. What's next?
15%.
British.
Can you start guessing something else?
Mate, I don't understand how you're not at least 15%
Japanese.
British.
Namibia.
Why Japanese? That seems a little bit.
You said something else, so I've gone Japanese.
What are you saying?
Namibia. Don't even know if that's a country or not.
Sweden and Denmark.
Denmark.
Sweden and Denmark.
I don't get how you're
Why
not
are you saying Denmark.
Sweden and Denmark.
Yeah, that's better.
But you're at like 50-60%, you've already told us.
Yeah.
So there's only 40% less,
mate,
and they're less, and still no
I don't
British.
Know what's happened here.
But your mum's
But it's mental.
Your mum's English.
I've taken nothing from her. That's why I'm so brown.
Maybe this is how you found out you're adopted.
No, you'll see later on.
You're
mate.
Not so brown though, are you?
I am for my grandma is fully Indian. My dad has a white dad. So how am I this dark?
Right, okay.
This is why.
Maybe your mum's not your mum.
She is, please stop saying that.
Can I just say what incredible international shaggers the Indra family are?
Thank you. Well, we're not actually, that's actually my middle name,
what?
Indra. So.
Okay.
Right, okay. All right, yeah, I don't know where we're... Right.
What's next? Yeah.
14%.
British.
Yeah, probably British.
It could be anything, though, because your nan got about, didn't she? So
India.
No,
have we had
my English nan.
India. Have we had India yet?
Yeah,
that was the first one. Southern India, yeah.
Oh, so that wasn't Sri Lanka?
Yeah,
Sri
Lanka.
What do you do to get these results? Do you spit in a tube?
Spit in a tube, mate, yeah.
So that was India and Sri Lanka, or is that two different things?
I guess Southern India.
How do you know?
I know we don't know science behind these kind of things at all, but is it not mad that you can spit in a tube and they go, that bit is Swedish?
I think this is a con, and I think that he spits in a
No, because it also showed my relatives from my DNA.
What?
And it was correct. It's mad, mate.
Does it?
Yeah.
I want to do this so bad.
It's sick. It's so sick.
What? So, but how do you know that they're... You spit in the tube, you fill out the form.
Yeah.
Alfie Indra, and then they go on Facebook and go, right, he looks a bit this, that. Do you know what I mean?
He looks
and
a bit what? What would they be?
British, but they've got it wrong.
Yeah.
But you'd say they look at me and then they go, he looks a bit...
They'll go, oh, British, Indian, this is his dad.
We'll chuck Ukraine in to give you something to talk about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we've got no proof that you've got Ukraine.
No, it is though, isn't it?
It's not proof, is it?
They've just told you and you're going, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how else do you want me to fucking do it?
Well, you can't. That's what I'm saying.
Don't deny me that I'm Swedish. They're attractive people.
Yeah.
Why don't you do some of your family tree?
I have.
Okay.
What's that?
Well, I'll just tell you the names of my family.
How far back have you gone on your family tree? Like, without them? Like, if you were to do it yourself, how far back could you go?
Ali did it for me. She went, like, great-great-grandparents.
And how many Swedish, Ukrainian, Jewish people?
Honestly, I didn't look.
What else you got on there?
14% was England.
There we go.
Suffolk. See, how the fuck would it know that, then?
Because it's checked your Facebook. It's checked your famous birthdays.
12%.
Irish.
So this is just a little bit below.
Yeah.
Scottish.
Yes.
Ah, brother.
Oh, okay. So that's why we were thinking British was going to be... That really, that's 25% British straight away, isn't it?
Yeah, because they've separated it down.
Yeah.
6%.
Welsh. Irish.
No. Jersey.
Sorry?
Jersey.
No. That's...
Holland.
No.
Portugal.
No.
France.
Spanish.
This is boring, isn't it?
really boring.
Ireland, 2% Norway, 1% Wales.
There we go, then.
Thoughts?
Shite.
That's a mess, isn't it? That's a mess.
I think everyone is, though.
Everyone's will be like that.
We're going to have to do it just to show.
That's a mess.
It will.
That's experimental.
No, I think ours would be less messy.
Would it?
Yeah.
What, you're telling me you're going to be 29% Sri Lankan?
Not that high, no, but I'd probably be 5%.
I reckon I could be a bit Sri Lankan.
You give me Eastern European vibes,
okay,
brother.
Yeah. Thank you. That's not where Sri Lanka is, but thank you.
Well, that's that done, then.
What would we say mine would be, then?
English.
Probably, like, English.
I'm not even... Bungee.
Dean. Dean is Scottish, is it
Yeah,
not?
he's got ginger in him as well, so
my granddad's Irish.
What?
Yes.
We could be related.
What are you doing the accent?
No.
Because, I sounded a little bit Sri Lankan.
No.
I got a bit offended.
To be sure.
Sorry?
Let's get on with it.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for playing. What was it again?
Where are you really from?
Where are you really from?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Someone needs to do it next, and then we can have another round of where you're really from.
All right. Yeah.
Let's see if they like that enough. That was quite a long time to just keep shouting British until we got it right.
Yeah.
You want to do it next?
It'd be less of a minefield with us.
Does it cost a lot?
50 quid.
50 quid?
Probably won't do it then.
Jesus Christ.
50 bags.
50 quid to go, you're British, you're a bit Indian.
Yeah.
Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah.
Denmark.
Can we get brand deal? Let's get a brand deal for it and I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, not now, because I can't get in on it.
Can
they refund
deal.
Me the £50?
We'll do it on the pod and you can host it.
Yeah.
We're all caught up, baby, you're caught up. What's new, Stevie?
That's not how it works. You can't just... You're now asking me what I've been up to.
You can't
after.
Ask things post the jingle.
I actually had stuff to talk about and now I can't because you've done the jingle.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
you
right.
fucked it.
Right.
You know what I thought it would be fun to do because we haven't done one since the end of the last tour?
What?
Touch each other.
Urban Legends.
No. It's not. No, it's not. Please, no, mate. No,
Alfie, we're going to do... Confessions.
Oh, fine. Whoops. Absolutely fine.
That's enjoyable for everyone.
We've done a few confessions episodes where I basically done a form and got everyone's in, and we got quite a few through, and we did loads of episodes of it.
Yeah.
But I thought, let's get some fresh ones.
Yeah.
I've always only ever asked Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I only placed it on one forum, Jack's favourite forum, Reddit.
Jack's back in love with Reddit now.
Jack is back on the Reddit.
I'm not back in love with Reddit, but I'm on the Reddit.
You've been replying to loads.
Of course. It's complicated. Yeah.
I've been on the Reddit. They've been helping me plan these episodes. It's great.
Yeah. No, I am back on there. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that this was where you collected these from, though.
Well, I thought it'd be intriguing to see the difference in the kind of confessions we'd get on Twitter and Instagram compared to our Reddit lot.
You sent me one yesterday.
Bad. That's not going to be read on here.
It's not. It cannot be read on here.
Why?
It is the most insane thing.
Can you just do this, cut your hand, and then tell me?
I can't. But
I'll tell you afterwards.
Just say like.
Nah, it's not even like funny.
Just
it's
say
like,
there's
this,
no humor.
Just
in
say
it.
Yeah. This person da 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 da, and then I'll go. Here
this
we go.
This person says.
Bleep this, please.
Yeah.
We'll just cut to it because the bleep would be annoying.
Fucking up. No, don't need any more. That's fine.
So there's no humor.
Enough about
in
you.
It.
What does he say?
It's good to get things off your chest. Maybe do it like at the pub or something.
Cut around all that.
Yeah,
let's not even beat that.
So
fucking...
Yeah.
And they listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on the Reddit, mate.
Okay.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's actually made me quite sad.
Yeah, so I've collated, we got a couple of hundred confessions come through. Fucking and I've put about 10 to 15 in a doc and just thought. So there are some ones that I haven't put in it. I've gone into this just believing these are true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple I read and have gone, I think you're just trying to be funny for the podcast.
We know what confessions are, mate.
No, I know. I'm just saying I think we have to take these at face value.
Right. Okay, just, so we won't sit there going, that did nothing.
Reason. Yeah. I think I've only put ones that are kind of within reason.
Yeah.
You've got to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. But I have
But what about if they're totally, like, completely beyond the realms of possibility?
Then you
like,
can say so.
Like, I don't know, like, you're in a car and you have an argument with another person in a car. Like, what if it just could not happen like that?
Yeah. Was it a cold
it's
car?
It's complicated, isn't it?
There you go, Robbie. I thought I'd let you read the first
okay,
one.
Okay, I'll kick things off then.
Robbie!
Oh, oh my God, mate.
I thought there was a lid on.
Splashed water everywhere again.
Oh, right. Okay.
Also, I've tried to avoid the piss and shit ones, but I say tried. Well, don't worry, I'll put one in for you, Jack.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Are we deciding whether we forgive them
yes,
or not?
Yes, we'll do it as standard. So we'll read out the confession and then we will talk amongst ourselves slash to the listeners.
Do you want me to do like church confessional music?
You don't edit it, so no.
No, but I'll do it with my voice.
Oh,
depends
what that sounds like, because I feel like it's going to be horrible.
Go on. Yeah. Go on, Robbie.
I like it. Robbie Reed. I don't ask the instructions. Sorry. I think it's better.
These
some
different notes. Why are we just repeating the same thing?
He's just doing the halo thing.
Deviate from those three notes. It's really annoying.
Let's say one of the most popular parts of the tour last time.
Yeah.
Will you make it come back this time of the tour, Confessions?
Do you know what? I would love to bring it back, but I think
it's like a different form.
Yeah. Do you remember how last time we couldn't get people to up on stage?
Yeah, because we had an insurance problem. Then we asked what the insurance problem was. It's that we didn't have any insurance.
Yeah. Well, this time we do. So wouldn't it be good if we could get people?
Oh, and shame them.
Yeah.
In a kind of fun way.
Like throw rotten vegetables at them.
But in a fun way.
Yeah,
in a nice way that's worth £50 plus booking fee. I slept in an old woman with dementia's house because I knew she wouldn't find me and I needed somewhere to sleep.
Okay.
I think people with dementia can still find you.
Yeah.
Can they?
Yeah, but can they find you?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Point. My parents had kicked me out of the house and I was so desperate to find shelter for a night. I knew of this old lady who everyone suspected had dementia and so she wouldn't be able to do anything even if she found me.
What does that mean
people
as well?
People with dementia can still do stuff.
Yeah.
They can still put up a fight.
Yeah.
How do you know? It sounds like you're speaking from experience.
What? Huh? I just can imagine they can still fight.
Why are you fighting people with dementia?
I'm not, but I can imagine they can still... fight people.
You sounded pretty confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing to the people?
Shall we do a misfit? Alfie versus elderly person with dementia?
I don't think that I would come across very well with that.
No. I don't either.
Maybe we'll cut that.
I knew this old lady. I knew this old lady who everyone suspected had dementia, and so she wouldn't be able to do anything if she found me. At night, I picked her back door lock and locked myself in her downstairs. Picked her back door lock and locked myself in her downstairs bathroom toilet. It stank. It was cold and it was better than the streets. I thought their last time was pretty good. I imagine that was a review. It might have been cold, but it was much better than my skin's lace work. I left the next morning and she never knew. I told my friend the story and he thought it was evil.
Yeah.
Am I forgiven?
No, I think fair play to you.
No, I think it's fucking disgusting.
He's picked
You've broken
the lock.
Into someone who has a mental illness.
I will say props to being able to pick a lock. Not everyone knows how to do that.
Lock-picking lawyer on YouTube will teach you. Have you seen him?
No.
He teaches you how to pick locks.
No, he can get anything, mate. It's good.
Yeah, but you don't want to... Surely you shouldn't be teaching illegal things.
It shows how it's done.
No, obviously this is fucking horrific, isn't it? Like, you can't be...
Imagine if that was your nan.
Yeah, my nan would probably like the company, though.
She got your granddad.
Well, she didn't get the company. He didn't meet the dementia woman. He just went in any...
He just stayed in her toilet all night.
All right, can I play devil's advocate here? Because I do think it's bad and I don't think it's good, right?
Which is it?
But if she doesn't know...
Yeah.
Right. He's not actually doing anything bad to her. He's just kipping on the floor.
Yeah.
But then
it's very much a bear shit in the woods. Is anyone around to hear it?
It's the potential. It could have. Yeah. She could have had a heart attack.
Yeah. He went into it as well, thinking, well, if she did find me, I could take her. Yeah. I think he thought he'd be able to take her if something was to happen. He was going, well, if she finds me, she couldn't do anything anyway.
Take her where?
A fighter.
Oh.
Why have you been kicked out and then they're just like, oh, I should be homeless as well? That's not great, is it?
I reckon if the kind of person is breaking into people's dementia's house to sleep on their floor, he deserved to get kicked out.
Yeah.
And it's you.
And you don't have one single friend you could message and be like, oh, can I stay with you so I don't have to break into this old woman's house with dementia?
What about if she didn't have dementia and she was just lived on her own?
Okay, the dementia is kind of irrelevant in this story.
Yeah, stop breaking into people's house and sleeping there.
Yeah, he sees the dementia as a weakness of hers because he's going, well, she's got dementia, she wouldn't do anything. But still, she's still just an old woman. Like, it's a bit mad that he was willing to do that.
He's gone, the dementia, he's saying, if she says someone was in my house, they're going to go, yeah, of course they were. Aren't they?
He's
using terrible. It as a cover up in case he gets caught.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. So that is wrong.
It's not brilliant.
All right, what about the other way around? A woman with dementia is breaking into his house to get the warmth of his home, and he doesn't know. Are we all for it then?
I'd be more for it.
Yeah. I think we're understanding it more.
You know, flipping it doesn't work in all situations, does it?
No, but just...
You know what? Let's try with every one of
every
these.
Every confession, we're going to flip it on its head and see how it works
the
other way.
Today, just for today, can I be devil's advocate?
For everyone, no matter what?
Yeah, I'm devil's advocate.
Okay.
Hello.
No,
the genie isn't devil's advocate. No. The devil's advocate is a devil.
Do a different voice.
Hello.
That's the same voice.
The same but deeper.
Okay, the devil, how does he sound? Hello, I'm the devil.
That's quite good.
He's French. What?
That's quite good.
I don't know. French at best.
No, I like it. It's like suave.
I'm 5% Denmark.
You making fun of my fucking race?
No, you said Denmark, which I'm making fun of the way you say things.
My
Not
accent.
Because you're... Come on.
So, okay, I guess at this point we can just decide. I think it's fairly obvious.
Yeah.
We're all going to say
not forgiven.
However. Oh. No, I'm not going to do that. That'll just get so boring.
Okay, unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
Not forgiven. De-forgiven.
Not forgiven.
Here we go.
When I was 14, I discovered a website which let you create your own web page for free. Pixo.
I used to have Pixo.
No way. Yeah. What'd you make?
My website was called jackwoo12.pixo.com, and I had a page that you could copy the HTML code and put it in, and I had a page that had all my sticky, shiny stickers on there.
Oh, that's cute.
That's really cute.
I'm going onto the internet archive, see if we can find this.
Can you find this, Robbie?
That would be really cute.
Quite possibly. Hang on. Right. Get it archive.org. What was the website?
So Pixo, West Ham fan Jack might have been the one.
P-I-X-O.
Yeah.
Is it PIXO, yeah?
Yeah.
PICZO.
So
Pixo. Maybe it is PIXO. This person's put it in as...
No, it's PICZO.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I vividly remember on the homepage, I had a picture of Pete Dunham from Green Street. Do you remember him? The West Ham fan from Green Street.
Yeah,
and I did a speech bubble coming out of his mouth saying, welcome to Jack's Pixo. Stick around.
You've been so creative, haven't you?
Who did you send the website to?
Well, just me and my mates used to collect stickers. I had a Daffy Duck one. It's all going on.
Nice.
Best of all, the page you created didn't get blocked by the school computers. I decided to make a website which had everything a teenage boy could want to piss about with during an ICT lesson, with the plan of charging people a few quid each for a link to add specific content.
Right.
I remember being in like IT lessons and always going on like
proxies.
Games. Yeah, you'd use a proxy to get onto a games website.
Soccer
so this guy's just gone, let's create a website that has everything you need. We don't need to find these proxies.
That's really clever.
And he was going to charge people to use it.
Wow.
I actually had that was one of the first ever bits of stand-up I ever wrote about the nerds in IT would become like got the godfather when they found a proxy. And you'd got some, you'd go, you got a proxy, mate. It's a proxy. And then you'd be on helicopter for the rest of the episode.
Helicopter was a great
game. Yeah, it was good.
I added a page.
Bring the house down, that.
I added a page of classic mini clip games.
Oh,
love mini clip.
Club Pengy.
A page with some music videos for popular songs at the time, and one page which had porn.
Why is porn in bunny ears?
Which was actually bunny ears. Quotation marks. Speech marks.
So cute.
Because he said, which had porn, which was actually just the first three results on Google Images if you searched for big tits.
Barbecue sauce on titties.
Do you remember when you searched Asian tits? to find that one to Photoshop onto me.
Yeah. The next day at school, I showed my best mate the website, which was still a work in progress. At that moment, some older kids walked past, saw the tits, and shouted, "Hey, that kid's got porn on the computer. How did you manage that, porno kid?"
What name? I
hurriedly closed the webpage, but sadly it was too late. I didn't get in trouble, but Pixo was rapidly banned on the school computers, and a bunch of older kids had a new nickname for me. Porno kid.
Ooh.
I'm now 30 years old, and to this day, the older kids who saw it call me Porno Kid if they ever see me down the pub.
Oh. That's better Porno Kid than the other way around, though, isn't it? Right.
Yeah. Is that your devil's advocate?
Yeah, it's better Porno Kid.
So what's he asking there?
He's not done anything wrong, is he?
No.
He's put Paul in the school.
That's not great.
He is that age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
It doesn't say he's not the teacher. No, it does say when I was 14.
Because I think I spoke about this before on the pod, but my cousin's granddad, who's not my granddad, worked at the Skip.
Hmm.
And would give him stuff that he found in the Skip. So it'd be like some...
Worked for the Skip?
No, he
worked. Just one individual Skip, you had to swear.
But it'd be like, oh, there you go, I found this backpack today, that's yours or whatever.
Yeah.
But he found like loads of porno DVDs. So he gave them to my
Knowing
cousin.
What they were?
Yeah, he went there.
How old's your cousin?
Like that was the first time I'd ever watched porn. And it was like...
How old were you?
I was probably about 12, 13, something like that.
That's too young.
He's a bit of a wrong'un.
That's point. A wrong'un, that, isn't it? That's yeah. wrong'un.
He's giving porn to kids.
Yeah.
Not, go on, devil's advocate.
He's only giving kids to porn.
Yeah, but at the time, I was like, I was thinking, like, legend, like, what a cool...
Yeah. Some of the things you think are cool when you're a kid turn out in the long run to be not that cool.
So and he let me keep whatever one I wanted.
Yeah.
So I just, because obviously I didn't have time to watch them all and pick the best one, so I just picked it based on the name.
What's the name?
What did you take?
Lubed Volume 4.
Oh.
Sorry? There was three volumes of Lubed.
Were you worried you wouldn't know the story?
Well, I didn't have 1, 2, and 3. It was just.
Did you know what lube was?
No, but I just thought it sounded good. I didn't know if that was a person. Like, there's lubed. There you go. There she is. And then I remember I had it, and I had nothing to play it on. Mm. And then I got like a PlayStation 2 or whatever it was for Christmas that could play DVDs. So it was meant to be like a really wholesome. Oh, look, my 12-year-old just got.
You're like, yeah.
I was like, let's see what lube's up to.
Yeah.
And then I was really freaking out, didn't know where to keep it in my room. So I put it behind, had all my PS2 games, and they were all chipped, you know, so they're all just in like anonymous cases, if you know what I mean. And then I had Frogger, and I took Frogger out and put it in there.
What's Frogger?
The game where you get a frog to jump across the road.
Old school Crossy
Roads.
Does that
mean you put the Frogger disc in the box of Lubed Volume 4?
That's Hugo, and no one's ever going to want to play Frogger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you watched porn at 12.
Something like that, yeah. Something like that. Early.
Was lubed everything you wanted it to be?
I didn't really like it. Nah. Didn't really like it.
No, I remember the first
porn
time.
Porn in general,
or
the storyline you didn't like.
Come on.
You've said worse.
We're
on
sharing. We're sharing here. It's nice.
Oh, the circle of trust.
No, because it must be quite traumatic. So let's.
To tell us, you can get feet to cut it if you want.
God, let's move on.
What was it?
Come on.
It was too much hair for me.
At 12. At 12.
Well, I suppose if he was young. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going.
You were shouting.
Shouting.
It's just Frogger, man.
It's just Frogger.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, should we let Jack read the next confession?
Like somebody dropped a lolly on a carpet.
Right. Oh, on the man's... That's the man.
No.
Yeah, no, that's
the lolly.
Like
why the lolly?
Throwing a lolly up a carpet. I don't know. Do you want me to do one now?
Yeah, mate. You read the next one. Oh, that one is forgiven, yeah?
Yeah, what did you do again?
Created a website to help his mates out.
Created a porn website for kids, right. And you said that's a given.
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
I was working a Saturday shift. We rotated this shift between the three of us working in the shop. On this particular Saturday, I came across a nugget of shit in the toilet sink.
Jack said he wanted a shit one. Piss and Jack shit. Went, please give me a shit one, so I've given him one.
When did I ask that?
At the start of the episode. Fee could put it back in. You had give me a shit one.
Mm. A nugget of shit.
I hate poo.
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't right. like when I have to poo.
No.
God, isn't it horrible?
I wish I wish I didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Just imagine how good life would be.
When I was a kid, I would just like see how long I could go without doing it.
What's your longest?
That's not great for you.
I've done a week, easy.
I've done a week.
Yeah. I did a week. On a scout camp.
Did yeah. you? Quite a bit, yeah.
When we went to leisure centre, I did one there.
After the week?
Yeah, at the end of the week, like I was like, yeah,
celebratory.
Okay. Well, we're not on the campsite now, so we're better off doing it.
A week's a long time, isn't it?
It's unhealthy. Don't do that.
You've got to ask yourself, is Hard a Skeezer really Hard a Skeezer? Has he ever done a
hard pee?
Week. Yeah. So there's three of them in this shop. They've just found a nugget of shit in the sink. One of the other lads I worked with thought it'd be funny to put a small nugget of shit in the sink and for someone else to find it.
Ugh.
I decided to put a glove on and put this nugget of shit in his golden nugget cereal box and shake it all about.
How hard was this?
God, it couldn't have been that hard, could it?
Why don't they keep using the word nugget?
Yeah, it's horrible. So horrible.
Over the next month, I repeatedly watched him have bowl after bowl of cereal from this box containing his shit nugget. He was a lazy employee and used to annoy me. I don't feel bad at all, as he planned to make me clean his shit up after him, so I made him eat it instead.
I think you're going to notice the smell of shit.
And it's brown. Golden nuggets are gold.
They are yellow, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, what about if they're chocolate-coated ones, though?
Chocolate-coated
Devil's Advocate's back. I've never seen chocolate.
I don't... It's not... We did something like this to a guy at a party once.
What?
But it wasn't me. It was my friend's brother peed in a beer bottle and he drank it.
That's rank. Yeah.
And
he was
so drunk he didn't notice and he was just watching him. It wasn't even funny.
Why'd you do that?
It wasn't me.
No, but why were you part of that?
I was just a bystander who didn't say anything to stop it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel bad about that now.
Can't you get disease from stuff like
probably. That? Probably. It's awful, mate. He was so drunk, he was just sipping it and sipping it.
Loving it.
He was.
loving it.
See, the issue with this one is we need to decide whether he's forgiven, but then why is the other fella shitting in a sink in the first place?
Yeah, that's weird. It's like, who's the people that shit in your
rhino? That workplace sounds so toxic, doesn't it? Just shit everywhere.
It sounds like a rugby club.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are forgiven because I think they're all rank.
No one doing anything involving shit is forgiven.
No one who's putting bits of shit anywhere other than down a toilet and flushing it is forgiven.
Have you ever pooed in a urinal?
What?
Have you ever pooed in a urinal?
You're asking that as if you're trying to find some common ground, like sharing time.
No.
Like, have you ever pooed in the urinal?
I'm
like
going to say yes, hoping he then says me too.
Me too?
Obviously, we all
know.
We
were speaking about this the other day, about who are the nutters that poo in urinals.
I reckon it could only be acceptable if someone's going in desperate for a poo, the cubicles are stuck, they're like, oh God, and then doing it.
Right.
I should say I haven't. It sounds like I have now.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I can see why.
Someone with bad IBS, maybe.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so I don't think we can actually let this guy get away with it.
No.
That's fine.
Well, he's already got away with it.
That's fine. You're not forgiven, you little poo nugget. Right, this one says Alfie Reed. No pre-reading it, Alfie. No pre-reading
it. Alfie Reed. Genuinely been waiting months for a confessions episode to admit this. Please, if Alfie is on this app, allow him to read it.
Oh, good.
Why?
But we'll
read
out.
It.
I'm from Birmingham and even came to the Birmingham tour and had a picture with Alfie. This is important later on. So I was originally from Birmingham, but after my engagement, me and my fiancé moved to a small town near Ipswich called Kesgrave around 8 months ago. Good place.
Have you been there?
Kesgrave Kestrels, used to play them when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah, I've been there, mate. Been there.
Are they a good team?
School team, and then, yeah, they were all right. We were like under 10, so. My partner is white, and I share the same heritage as Alfie.
Oh, 29%. Ukrainian and Jewish.
5% Denmark.
So I stick out like a sore thumb in the area. Now, I'd say me and Alfie have a very similar sense of humour and just overall style of delivery. Sounds like a funny guy. So as I began to make friends, there was one person in particular who is probably listening now, initials SH from Woodbridge, who I spent a lot of time with and later found out he was a fan of the podcast. Before the podcast was ever mentioned, he said, "Do you know someone called Alfie Indra? You're just like him, just how you are, and obviously being brown." At that moment, I said, "Yes, he's my cousin. Not super close, but I see him at parties, etc." I began showing him the picture from the tour as it wasn't clear where it was, so he'd not know. He then told me about the pod and acted as if I ever... as if I never knew what it was, and he still thinks that he put me on.
What?
So
he still thinks he's put her onto the pod.
Yeah.
Introduced.
He's gone, "This is my cousin," and he's gone, "Your cousin does a podcast," and she's like, "What?"
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Alfie being my cousin has been mentioned most times we meet up and is now just common accepted knowledge.
Oh, good.
From that moment, on any all caught up story with Alfie, I listened to so carefully, I guess that means.
Right.
So I knew everything about him to make it more believable that he's my cousin. So this confession is hopefully my fake cousin Alfie telling you, SH, that SK is not my cousin.
Oh!
And you did not put me on listening to the pod.
That's brilliant.
That's really good.
Absolutely forgiven.
Yeah. Forgiven 100%.
That's brilliant.
Is it weird for you that there's someone out there who's just been pretending to be your cousin for the last time ever long?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you should do. We should find out who this is and you should just become official cousins. Like, you should just hang out.
Oh my God. Imagine if I could find out who it was before this ep goes out and then message the person being like, "Hey, you know my cousin."
Just go and chill around theirs and just have loads of pictures.
That's a bit too far. No, I'm not.
No, do it.
Are you coming?
No, I'm not their cousin. I'm not part of the industry.
Yeah, I'm not going round their house with a joke.
It's your family.
Yeah. You grew up together.
You can't say no to family.
Just take loads of photos and like put it in like a Christmas
SK.
Day.
SK.
Well, we're not gonna get it from SK,
no,
are we?
I'm gonna search. That's brilliant though. Yeah. Thank you.
Great confession.
Anyone
and we're
else
forgiving
wants
you.
To do that?
You're the first. You're the first forgiven person on this episode.
Apart from the little porno kid, the person who made a porn for children.
Yeah, fair enough. It's good luck.
Okay, who is it next? Me.
Yeah.
And for me to read one. So I was once looking after my friend's rabbit. My friend's rabbit.
21% Jewish.
I was once looking after my friend's rabbit for her as she was away on holiday for a while over the summer. Everything was going fine until I had the smart idea to let the rabbit out of the cage for a little bit of a run around the garden. The garden was quite small and fenced, so I thought it would be fine. It wasn't. The rabbit ran for the hills and I never saw it again. I didn't have the heart to tell my friend that it was me, so I got some pliers and made some teeth marks in the rabbit's cage and told my friend it ran away during the night. Very bad about it now, but I know I can't tell her what I did. Also, I wet the bed till I was 13. Keep up the great pods, boys. Viva la happy hour.
Get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you confessing? You might as well just keep going.
Yeah.
Right. So this one, I think it's a
couple of things to unpack there, really. Mm. Two different things we can forgive.
Yeah, I think it's smart. I think it's smart as fuck the way she's got out of that.
But then, can you imagine you had a... Imagine your dog.
Yeah.
Someone, you look up, tell someone to look after your dog for a week.
I think if you do that to me, you're looking after my dog, then the dog, you fuck it up. Lie to me, mate.
Dog's gone either way. Yeah. At least I don't lose a friend.
Yeah, but the dog wouldn't be gone.
Yeah, but then if the rabbit's gone, like, supposedly off its own free will, there might be a bit of me that go, that's what it wanted.
I always think that about pets and stuff, when they're like... My rabbit escaped.
Yeah.
Like, why is it escaped, though?
Yeah.
Like, I never ran away from home.
The rabbit doesn't
get
eaten that night, does it?
Yeah.
It's like, if Fiona goes round her mum's for dinner, I don't go, Fiona escaped.
No, she's coming back, isn't she? So.
Yeah.
She does, yeah. Yeah. Fucking hell, escaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ay.
I don't think I could forgive that person.
I don't think it's the fact that he came up with a good lie is a reason to forgive him.
No, they've done the bad thing.
What was the fuck up?
Even if what,
what,
even if
the
what
fuck
he's
up?
Done clever, is clever,
yeah.
What they've done is clever. That's not a reason.
So what was the original
forgive.
Fuck up?
They
though?
Chose.
They let the rabbit out of the cage
and it ran away.
On purpose?
Yeah, because they were thinking it would. No, they didn't try and make it run away. They were
let it have it run around.
Yeah, in a garden.
That's so irresponsible.
That's what we're saying.
Is it nasty?
Well, they had the right intentions. I think they can be forgiven, but because they've done it, not think it will go wrong. But I think they should be honest.
But then getting the little pliers and breaking the cage to be like, the rabbit escaped.
The teeth marks are strange.
Nah, imagine believing that.
I rate it. I rate the admin.
Really?
Yeah, I rate the admin. I'd be gutted if you fucked up. I'd be going, my whole life would be going, Stevie, you fucked, my dog's fucking on your knob. If you went, oh, it's just gone in the night, I'd be like, fair play, what can you do?
Would you believe it though? Surely there's always going to be a bit like you going, I've had this dog for 7 years, nothing's ever gone wrong.
Why are we just changing the animal for no reason? Why can't
it
be a rabbit?
Just do rabbit.
Just do the rabbit.
I don't care for rabbits, though.
He's
picked
on his hat.
I don't care for rabbits.
Yeah, but then...
Peter?
No.
But then you've got to consider a rabbit, like how much you would care. If you're changing the species
of
animal.
It's hard to relate to something I don't care
about.
Yeah,
well, this person might love rabbits as much as Jack loves dogs, though.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to picture if his loved pet.
Yeah, it's like, or shall I try and put in terms that I, something I love?
Yeah.
So like if I had a little Mark Noble in a cage.
You fed it twice a day, stroked it, petted it.
You've had this little Mark Noble for years.
Yeah, I give it jelly deals every day at 4 p.m. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going on holiday and you go, Stevie.
Keep it in so it's not out there mating like Mark Nobles.
Yeah.
And you're going, Stevie, I need to go away for a few days. Can you look after little Mark for me?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, mate, no worries. Called,
that's the species, isn't it?
Okay, what have you called him?
Mr. West Ham. Mr.
Can you look after Mr. West Ham for me? I go, yeah, no worries, mate. I'll look after Mr. West Ham. Yeah. And you're out, and I'm looking at him in his little Mark Noble cage, and I'm thinking, he looks like he could stretch his legs, get 5 minutes on the field.
Yeah.
So I put him in your garden.
Yeah, let him out for a bit. Yeah.
And he climbs out. He fucks off.
Right. He escapes.
I get my studs out and start booting his cage so it looks like he's kicked his own way out.
Why is he in full kit? Constantly.
Mr. West Ham.
Mr. West Ham, you can't be
called tired.
That's not the weird bit, mate.
And I boot the cage to make it look like he kicked his own way out.
I come back off holiday. I'm gutted because I'm just back to like normality. I could be in the sun. But then you're also, like, oh, hang on, Mr. West Ham. Let's see how he's getting on. I go, Noble, like that, go to see him.
So that's like, sorry, that's the species. That's like you going, dog.
I do that. And then I go to see him, gone, fleed.
And I go, oh, sorry, mate. In the night, he booted his own way out and just ran away.
Okay, maybe that's what he wanted. Maybe he wanted to go palace. Fair play.
Well, there we go now. No, Jack's right.
Yeah.
So are we forgiving? I think you should just be honest in this case. I think
it's like saying, it's like when you lie to a kid about
their painting being good.
I was going to just do the same analogy, like the cat's run off, but it's not.
Why a different animal? Why could we just say rabbit?
Because with me, it was cat.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to relate to stuff that you don't care about, like rabbits.
You could really get into rabbits. I think I could as well.
I couldn't. There's always some outside my fucking house and just...
Oh, they're cute.
They are cute, but they're probably riddled with disease. And then you get them weird ones, don't you, that are...
I don't think they own a mixy
rabbit.
Mixymatosis.
They're not weird ones. They're just very ill.
No, they are the weird ones.
Also, I'm going to assume that this person's pet rabbit doesn't have mixymatosis.
You don't know, though.
My rabbits as a kid died of an STI.
Fucking hell.
Wow. Yeah, got red ears from it.
Did you have to stop fucking it?
Forgiven then? They're forgiven. Alfie's not fucking his rabbit.
I didn't.
Okay, and then the second thing. What did they say at the end?
Six.
Huh?
What did they say at the end? Because we're going to forgive them for letting the rabbit out, yeah?
Yeah.
But then they had a second confession.
Oh, and they pissed the bed till they were 13.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely
That's just
fine.
Sad.
I think I've said this before on the pod. I've never, ever pissed the bed.
What?
Ever in my life.
You seem like such a bed. Shit the bed?
Yeah.
I've never pissed the bed.
You're such a nervous man. I can imagine you piss it. You give the vibe of someone that pissed the bed a lot as a kid. I'm not saying that to be mean.
You are.
It's not trying to be mean, mate. I piss the bed. No. I wore nappies to laugh ridiculously.
Obviously, you piss the bed.
Yeah,
obviously.
And I give those vibes as well.
I've never, ever pissed the bed at any age.
Shut the bed.
Never.
No, guys, I piss the bed.
I don't, but you never from birth, you never pissed or shut the bed.
Never pissed the bed.
You shut yourself.
No, I probably pissed the cot.
You mean
the cot again?
So are you saying once you got out of nappies, you never weed?
Yeah, never weed in the night.
How do you know?
Yeah,
I just know. I've asked
Text
my
dad.
He was like, "You were great at not pissing." Well, then,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I used to piss and pee myself all the time till I was so old. I was in nappies till I was really old.
How old?
No, like
eight.
Probably not far off, mate. I was like a fucking talking kid in a nappy, shitting behind the sofa. Mental. so many issues.
This is Captain Underpants,
mate. Because I couldn't poo because I was scared I was fall down the toilet. So I put a nappy on, but then I couldn't poo in front of everyone. So I'd go behind the sofa. I don't know why I wouldn't go in the loo. I'd just be squatted behind. They'd be like, "Don't look now, if he's behind the sofa."
Well, your mum would just let you poo behind the sofa.
Yeah.
Would it not stink the room out? Garlic.
It must have done, actually, yeah.
She must have been buzzing when you got to a certain age and thought, oh, I don't have to change nappies anymore. Like, I'm done with that. He's old enough to just go. Then you go, Mum, get me some more nappies.
My village was weird. One of my mates breastfed till he was really old as well. He'd ask for it.
Like, what are we talking about?
What do you mean he'd ask for it?
Yeah, like, seven, I think, seven or eight.
What's he doing when he's asking for it? How's he...
What's she just doing? Like, mother, can I have a
mother?
Drink?
Mother.
Can I have a
What's
drink?
What's he doing at school? Is he going to the fence and she's...
Nah, he'd have it when he got home for his snack, I guess.
For a snack?
He so, did, honestly, he'd ask for it. I'd be round there and he would ask for it.
Fuck off!
He would ask for it,
you
I swear.
There.
So he would
he,
ask for it.
What's his wording?
Just like, can I have... I guess it'd just be like, can I have some milk? But he's shitting behind the sofa is not that weird, is it?
Well, it depends. Yeah. What did you do when you went round your mate's house after school when you were seven or eight?
Devil's advocate.
I can't have been eight. I would have been six.
Devil's advocate. If you'd have asked for some milk, what would have happened?
If I'd have asked for some of her milk?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that was for guests. Surely not.
Imagine you walk into that house and that thing's shitting behind the sofa while this eight-year-old getting breastfed.
It's a little village.
People grow up
in little villages. That's a lot.
No,
of,
that's not a rule.
It is. It's rural. Yeah.
Well,
it's like
a find out
from
then.
League of Gentlemen or something. It's horrible.
So, are we forgiving Alfie for shitting behind the sofa?
No, obviously.
Why?
Not.
I haven't hurting anybody.
You're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Your
I
own
was.
Fucking self-esteem.
I was. Yeah.
So you're hurting dignity.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, so, but this person's forgiven for the rabbit.
Yeah. Actually, should be applauded, if anything.
No, that's making me want to not forgive him. You going down that route.
All right, just let's forgive him and then move on.
Yeah. But I think they should tell their friend.
Nah, don't worry about it. Mr. West Ham's long gone. Long gone.
Stevie, your turn.
Here we go, then.
You read that one at the start. Your own one. It got cut.
When I was 10... I took $150 Australian out of my mum's wallet, thinking of all the stuff I could buy from the canteen that week. And my mum ended up getting beat up the same day for whatever reason, and she ended up in hospital for a week.
Beat up?
Turns out the reason was that she owed her dealer $150. So I'm the reason my mum ended up getting beat up and put into hospital. I told her about it when I was 19, and she told me about the dealer.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, not your
fault. It's your mum's fault for being 150.
I presume they were in Australia rather than just yeah, rather than just the guy in like the Bermuda shorts with a surfboard under his arm dealing drugs at the corner.
Need any shrimp?
You're a kid. You're just being a little shit like every other kid.
$150 is a lot, though.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, what's the difference between a dollar and 150?
Yeah.
What, 149?
Yeah, no, I don't think they're
you
in the wrong.
You should be stealing, but I think the fact that you're... Your mum's getting beaten up for owing a drug dealer $150.
Yeah.
Probably means there's some kind of...
I'd be intrigued to know what the household's like.
Well, probably not great, mate.
It doesn't sound like it.
Probably doesn't have glowing reviews, does it? Fuck.
Yeah. Still slightly rather that than go around the house where Alfie's shitting and find the place the guys get
breastfed. Yeah, where would you rather be?
Yeah.
Milky shit house or...
Milky shit house.
That's what they should have called that Willy Wonka ripoff up in North Scotland. Yeah. Milky shit house. When I was a kid, I used to pour my mum's vodka out so she couldn't drink it.
That's so honourable. Sad. What, and fill it
with water?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
But she would obviously not have much money, and all the money she does get, she would buy that.
Yeah.
And then I'd be coming along like pouring it out. So that, am I a bit in the wrong there?
No.
Well, no. You're not just taking them. What you could have done there is actually just taken the money, then she couldn't have bought any more.
Right. Yeah. True.
But then that would then put you in the wrong. Because you're really... stealing money. That is quite depressing, though.
Christ.
Yeah, forgiven, I think. Forgiven.
Yeah, forgiven.
Jack Reed. Just a warning, this is not lighthearted, but I have...
I actually started to think I shouldn't have made Jack Reed this one.
No, too late, play on. Reed, come on.
I don't...
It's quite intense.
Why? This is a light entertainment pod where we talk about willies.
Right. Okay, Just a warning, this is not lighthearted, but I almost have the opposite of Jack's health anxiety.
I thought he'd be able to give some...
Do you want to die, or... Where I wish horrible diseases on myself and end up hoping to suffer slowly.
Oh, yes, then.
Yeah, this is Devil's Advocate. Sorry, this ain't the most lighthearted thing. Love the pod. Hope to see you lot in Norwich.
That's it.
If you make it. Yeah, well, this...
I felt like you could just give some advice.
You thought
advice.
You'd pick the guy with health anxiety. To
I just thought Jack could give advice.
I actually watched a documentary the other day, which has stayed with me for a long time, right?
Well, you watched it the other day, so not that long.
Well, I watched it about a month and a half ago, right? And I cannot forget it.
What
right?
is it?
Trigger warning here, HIV, right? So I watched it. Have you heard of a thing called bug chasers?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. My sister knew one at uni.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a bug chaser?
So a bug chaser, right, is like a guy that will like go out of his way to seek unprotected sex with another guy that is HIV positive. So they will call the sort of diseased semen in a way. They will call that
Jesus Christ. How are we?
I'm trying to be.
Pod.
I'm trying to. I'm trying
to make you sound so serious.
Disease.
Get the disease semen. Go on, please.
Fucking
keep
hell.
Saying disease
this
semen.
Is so bleak. We've just said disease semen on the pod.
No, but they will call it like a pos load because the load is positive. Mm. And then there will be men who will like actively go out the way to say, like,
yeah.
They'll go on like Grindr and stuff, and they'll go looking for a pos load or stuff like that. And then their intentions are to, like, there was one guy on there, and it is really sad and just not funny at all, but there was one guy on there whose, like, ideal scenario is to get infected with HIV, but not take, because you know if you take the medicine, you can sort of live a normal life, don't you? Was to get infected with HIV, but not take the medicine, and then to slowly let it develop into AIDS and then die of AIDS.
Why?
And that was his thing that he wanted. He really wanted that.
Why?
I don't think he's thought that through properly.
Oh, I don't know. He's on a documentary about it, though, but, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's two sides of this. You've got the ones who want to get it and do, like, that's strange. But why are there also people out there willing to give it?
Well, this is another thing as well. There was a guy who didn't have it, who randomly got it, and now his like little thing that he does is says like, "Oh, I'm a pos guy. Who wants me?"
But what does he get out of that?
Don't know. He goes to this like woods because there's this like tree.
What?
Not in the woods. What is it?
There's this like tree, which is like.
Is that where you go? Is it the tree of disease semen? It's called.
That's not sap. There's this tree, right? And what they do, right? Get some gay people in this area. Watch the dog. Right. Right.
No, I like your description.
It's like
a dog.
It's like a tree that's been cut down, so it's like a stump.
Yeah.
Stump. And then like gay men will go in there and like lean over this stump with their trousers down and just wait to be fucked.
But not know who's going to be
not
there.
Know
what's
who's...
this got to do with? Because. Anything we're talking about?
This is in the dark. But then Poz Guy, sometimes, which is the worst superhero in the world, he comes, Poz Guy flies in.
Yeah.
What? And
stop looking around for us to indulge you in this weird story.
Wait, so Poz Guy flies in and fucks the man on the stump?
Yeah, and sometimes doesn't tell him that he's Poz Guy.
Do they look around and see who it is or not?
Well, I think he's famous. I don't think people
no,
know.
No, but just to see. What sort?
But then,
like,
but then these men waiting on a stump aren't waiting for Poz Guy.
No, they're just waiting for
Guy.
Yeah, they just want Guy.
Guy with no Poz. HIV.
Yeah, no, because they want Neg Guy.
They want normal. Yeah, Guy with no
with undisease.
STI in general.
I saw a documentary probably about 15, 20 years ago. It was hosted by Stephen Fry, and it covered this sort of thing as well.
Right,
talking about Poz parties where guys who wanted to get HIV would go, and there's this one guy saying he was at a party and he said this guy went to it, got penetrated by 5 HIV positive men and then put a butt plug in so nothing would trickle out.
Mm.
That was his idea for a good night out. Now, I've been to some shit parties and I've woke up in the morning and gone, oh, that was a bad night. But imagine... that. What did you do last night?
The anxiety.
Yeah, like, I think I texted my ex-girlfriend. I think I might have had anal sex with 5 HIV positive men.
I've still got a butt plug in,
yeah.
Is it a sexual kink?
Well, this is what the documentary is trying to work out. Like, because it's a I don't know, it's just a very bizarre thing.
There must be levels of regret as well. Like, you know how like people who have tried to commit suicide have then gone, oh, I'm so glad it didn't work, or
yeah,
like, when it happens, surely this happens with that as well.
There's a guy in the dock who's trying to get it so bad that he's buying used condoms on the internet and he's like putting them in his own bum.
I can't do this because we go from these funny, quirky little stories to that, and I just don't know what's coming next. And it's just this pod is so erratic.
You can't say bum if you're saying that. You can't put a cute word at the end of that. If you said it in his anus, it would have been fine.
How's he putting it in?
Well, I imagine he's on his back, legs in the air.
He's just pouring
like,
it.
Like he's trying to squirt a frube into a cup. Yeah.
Where is he getting them from? Like, what?
Dark web or Facebook Marketplace.
Same thing.
Shall we move on to the next one?
What's the time on this?
Oh, let's move on to the next one. What? I don't know what to do about this person. Maybe
I don't understand what we're talking about anymore.
Confession was the person who had the opposite of Jack's health anxiety.
So what did that have to do with the man?
Why did you include this one?
I thought Jack was going to give advice, not tell us about...
What's the story
got to do with that?
How can I give advice?
Because they said that they wish horrible disease on themselves. Right. That they're clearly wishing horrible disease
on
themselves.
I think much like me, you have a bit of a mental condition there, and it would be it's not really for us to forgive if it's not hurting anyone, but I think maybe you should seek therapy or at least talk to some friends and get some help with that.
That's
what I wanted the answer to be.
How can you say that now? And that's great.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
They're not
really
still listening,
sensible
Jack.
Advice. And a minute ago, you're talking about people buying condoms to stick up their bum.
They've clocked off. They never heard that advice because they've stopped listening to the pod.
Do you see why I put it in there now? That was nice. Okay. That's what I was expecting.
Right.
Okay, well, let's try and bring it back with an Alfie one.
Right. Just because I can see the sentiment is moving towards where this is going. People are looking at me like I'm weird. This says, Jack Reed, in brackets, could lead to Jack talking about the HIV doc. So that's why I brought up the doc, all right?
You added that.
What?
Steve, you're saying you added that.
Yeah, you added
that. Obviously, I didn't fucking add that. When have I typed? Have you seen me type today?
Don't I... He said it, mate.
It's so angry.
Why are you instantly believing him? He just said you added it.
He said you added it. I didn't go, you added it. Can hell. Hey.
Very...
Fuck off back to Denmark.
Oh.
All right.
Mr... Alfie,
bring the episode back, please.
Here we go.
It's
funny, though, because he's got all the different things, but there's certain countries you can pick from his list that's absolutely fine to say that about, isn't it? And other ones you're not doing.
Okay, Alfie.
15%, mate.
Alfie, a lot lies on you here. Bring the episode back to its glory.
Last one, Alf. Last one.
This is a story back when I was a horny teenager.
My life
about
14, upside down.
About 14 years old. Why are we doing horny 14-year-olds?
Bring it back, Alfie. Come on.
Why are we doing horny
14-year-olds? But I can't remember exactly. My brother had a sexy girlfriend who I had the biggest crush on. Think Margot Robbie, but from Eastbourne.
That could be anything, couldn't it?
Weirdly, she sounds rank.
Could be fucking anything.
I was a bit of a loner.
That tells us nothing. That tells us less than just writing nothing.
Blonde and from Eastbourne, basically. I was a bit of a loner, playing computer games all day, drinking Mountain Dew, and staying up until 6 a.m. watching anime and porn. I was 2.5 hours into a World of Warcraft raid. What the fuck is that?
Oh, I know all that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just a game thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you get people together and battle other clans.
Nice. It was about 3 a.m. and my brother and his beautiful girlfriend stumbled in from a night out. They whispered as they... I know where this is going. Oh, my God.
Try again.
This is not going to bring it back.
What?
Come on.
Why?
They whispered as they came up the stairs. I heard their bedroom door click shut. Then I heard soft whispers and moans as well as creaks and bangs from a headboard. They were having sex!
What age are these people?
They're older.
They're older, okay.
His older brother. They've just been on a night out clubbing.
Oh, so they're above 18.
Right, okay.
Why am I reading this one?
Why do I have to fucking read this one? We haven't had any of this smut.
Sorry, do you want the fucking HIV one? Do you want that?
That wasn't an HIV one. You made it an HIV
just,
one,
you
mate.
You just tried talking about HIV.
The person wanted HIV.
No.
Etc.
I don't think that was mentioned. You made it that.
Well, they want to be seriously ill, etc.
They didn't say that, though. Yeah,
if you get HIV, you're still technically poorly.
Thank you, doctor. I'd never heard a woman moan in real life, and I started to get
to try living with my girlfriend. Fuck it.
I just thought.
That makes you sound like you're saying you're really good in bed.
I meant like nagging.
Yeah.
I've never heard a woman moan.
Point proven.
Yeah, there you go.
Ditching the raid I had put so much time into, I put my ear up to the wall as the moan started getting louder. I started to wank.
Oh!
Is that...
Jack's come.
That's...
I mean, yeah, that's her.
That's disgusting.
What, wanking?
To your,
over
brother.
Your brother. Over your brother.
I don't that's think not... he's thinking about the brother.
He's thinking about Margot Robbie Eastbourne.
Right. I want it on record that Robbie doesn't think that's weird.
No, I think he's thinking of the woman, though, isn't he? He's listening to the woman. But
he is masturbating to his brother having sex.
Yeah.
Okay, fair play. When you put it that way, that is different.
Fair point.
Yeah, but sustained.
I added no more information, mate.
Okay. Yeah. Clarify.
I didn't know. Yeah. Things finished shortly after I had heard East Sussex's answer to Kendall Jenner going to the toilet.
Two completely different looking people there.
I went to sleep. In the morning, I woke up as my brother and his girlfriend still slept. I saw...
Oh, no.
A pair of red frilly knickers in the top of the wash bin. The previous night antics still fresh in my mind. I snatched the pants and went to my room. I took my time, smelling and wanking into these pants.
This is why he's reading it.
I remember thinking about the moans the night before and what I'd love to do to my bro's long-legged sexy girlfriend. I finished into the pants and placed them back into the wash bin. Shortly after forgetting it ever happened, as I put my attention towards playing ranked CSGO matches and festering in my dark room. That was boomery of me.
That was.
That night, I could hear my parents arguing. Fucking hell, not again. My mum was calling my dad disgusting, and I heard her say, "I know what you did to those knickers. I put my hand right in it." Oh no, she found the knickers that hours earlier I had smelt and filled with a teenage cum shot, and she's blaming my dad. My dad wasn't protesting. My dad was protesting. I didn't do such a thing. And then what I heard next stuck with me forever. My mum said, "I know when I wear those knickers, it drives you crazy. You could have just asked me to wear them." Oh no, oh fuck, I had wanked into my mum's knickers. The feeling of guilt and sickness has filled me ever since. Oh, they're gone. I genuinely didn't know that they'd gone. I'm going to say not forgiven. Because it's just pretty disgusting. Thank you for listening, guys. It's been Jack Mates Happy Hour. Please come see our live show. Tickets available. You still there? Ah.
Jack Mates Happy Hour.